Ja, natürlich, wenn man sich weltweit umsieht, ist schon.
When you look around the world, it's amazing to see how much artistic freedom is being repressed. Yet, it's an official human right, legitimate one, recognized under Article 19 of the UN Declaration of Human Rights from 1948. If anything was to be learned from the events of the Second World War, it's that critical debate is fundamental to a democracy. Ideas should be expressed and challenged. Here in Germany, it remains relatively easy for artists to express themselves politically. But you don't have to travel too far to see a completely different picture. Eastern Europe, the USA or Turkey, to name just a few. In some places, expressing yourself might even mean risking your life. So as I found myself becoming more and more disgruntled with much of what's happening in the world, I decided to channel it in the only way I know how. I did what I do best, I drew. I've taken a selection of politicians and adorned their bodies with ink. A collection of tattoos that represent the lesser-known aspects of what they stand for. Their inflated ego, their false promises, their indifference to human tragedies. The list goes on. Then I went out into the streets and laid them bare on a bigger scale, so that everyone could see what was happening around us. Now, with Stoke Art Fair as our partner, we've taken the whole thing to the next level, where the artwork can reach even more people. Our interactive website lets you get under the skin of the real news stories behind each tattoo, the facts the image is based on. We filtered through almost 200 video snippets, handpicking content from a range of global news portals, and we ended up with something that best represents the truth. The end goal of all of this? To make visitors and users realize that artistic freedom is not a luxury of humanity, but a fundamental right, one that is always worth fighting for. For maximum user experience, we didn't squeeze the artwork onto miniature mobile screens. It's desktop only. Big, bold,